Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fackner.
Well, Phil, what are those bandages doing on your elbows?
Well, only lucky to get here today, Rick.
Are you on the bleeding heart or something?
Yeah, the guy I went and gave plasma this morning and he buggered the first needle up, so I had to get one in the other arm. So both arms all bandaged up here today.
Just as well he didn't go a third time. It might be straight through the heart.
Or he would have gone. Anyway,
come on, get on with your lawn bowls.
I don't really want to.
I think you should. I think you've got to face the music.
I'm going to just quickly run through. Top side we played Saturday, Rick, lost by 8. Very close game.
Very close game.
Nothing in it. Well, we had two out with COVID too.
I want to correct something for our listeners. There was something in it, 8.
Yeah, I know. But yesterday, played the third to top side. Marion weren't really tipped to win it. We lost by 20 over, which wasn't probably too bad. Had a couple out again with bloody COVID sitting us there. So, you know, that's my excuse. This week, play Woodville at Woodville on Saturday. And midweek, you've got Toorak. Is a must-win midweek game.
Now, you seem to have slipped over the prediction of whether you're going to win these games or not.
No, we should win both. We have got, I've got to admit, we've got 3 out Saturday.
You've been saying that for weeks in a row.
2 with COVID and 1 with personal commitments.
Will you need help with those bandages on your
own? No, they'll be off in about an hour and a half's time, so they'll be all good. They'll be all good to go. Anyway, that's enough of my bowls. We'll skip through that. Oh, I won the pairs too Friday night, through to the final, Rick, the mixed pairs.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I almost forgot that. I'm glad I mentioned that.
Was the opposition, were they affected by COVID or something?
Peter, who listens to this show, we'll have to have him on one week.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Okay,
so he'll probably tell us the truth.
Going on to the local bowls, we've got a lot of listeners, as you know, Rick, out there.
Yeah.
One in Broken Hill. Guy contacted me from Broken Hill this week, so going far and wide.
Is he related to Tex Walker at all?
The big Texan. There's another story. Yeah. So the Brosson light this week was Freeling played Yidunda, as I predicted. Freeling, but just only over the line by 6 shots, 97 to 91. Lindock easily accounted for Mount Pleasant, 114 to 62. This was my upset game, and I'm pretty upset because I didn't pick it. Angaston, 115 to Newry, 72. Easily accounted for Newry. And the last game was Kapunda. A very tough game, 89 to Tanunda, 88. And that just about makes, well, Tanunda could still make it, but Lindock would have to lose the last couple and they play Tanunda in the last game. So I can't see it happening. I think Tanunda will miss out, is my prediction. So quickly running through this week's games, we've got Newry versus Lindock, Newry to win that. Yidunda versus Kapunda, Kapunda to win that. Tanunda versus Angaston easily to win that. And Freeling and Mount Pleasant, which should probably be quite a good game. Freeling should win that. So that's about all on the local bowls this week.
Well, you've done very well, Phil.
Got all the scores and all up to date.
I guess being a sports show, we've got no choice. Where do you stand with the one and only Justin Langer affair?
Oh, very unlucky not to be still coaching, isn't he, Rick?
What?
I know you're not a fan of his, that's why I said that. Cummins sort of said something like similar that I think we're due for a change and a bit of a changing of the guard, or was that sort
of
thing?
Well, he did. One of the things that's intrigued me is, and of course, it's true of life in general, I suppose, but some of the people who've come out of the woodwork to make an issue of this whole saga.
Yep.
The big noises, and I'll name them, Ricky Ponting, Adam Gilchrist, Matthew Hayden, Shane Warne. Now, they are about the only players ex-players, mm-hmm. to come out and blow the trumpet. Guess what? What's the common denominator?
They're all good mates and played with him, didn't they?
Well, they did, but there's a more common than that. They're all commentators.
And I think,
you know, they've got to be saying something to be seen to be active in the whole thing. And what I find intriguing is how, you know, I think Adam Gilchrist if he ever gets tossed out of commentary, he could get a run in a circus. Because how's this for a bit of a double backflip? You know, now he's saying, I mean, he's Langer's good mate, that's fair enough, and evidently Justin Langer's a really nice guy. Now, you know, now he's saying how totally unjust it is that Langer's been treated the way he has. Here's a quote from Adam Gilchrist in August of 2021, and I quote, "If everyone believes the best thing to do is move on from Justin Langer as coach, do it sooner rather than later, because it is just going to create a side issue."
Right.
I think he forgot that he said that.
Yeah. I'm sure he did.
Hey? So, you know, that is a double, triple. If he was on the ice arena in Beijing or wherever they are,
Beijing,
he'd probably get a gold for that, I reckon.
What about one name that came up, and he's not interested, is Dizzy. Well, he's done such a splendid job with the Redbacks and the Strikers.
Well, you'd think that
he'd be a shoo-in.
Oh, he'd waltz it in,
wouldn't he? But he reckons he's still got a lot of work to do in the South Australian cricket here, and he loves working with it.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. That's where he's signed off.
I mean, you'd think with the incredible improvement in the Redbacks since he took over, I mean, you'd think that Cricket Australia would be desperate to get hold of him, wouldn't you?
Well, I thought he was done and dusted. I thought he was...
I think before we move off of Langer, I think to try and put it into some degree of perspective, I think, and he's always had a big rap as being a highly intelligent and well-rounded, earthed person.
Sounds like me.
But I think Pat Cummins has handled this situation very well, and what he said at the recent press conference, and I'm going to quote a little bit of it because I think it puts everything into perspective, and maybe it's time that everybody else who's writing letters to the paper and whatever, Langer, should actually take a deep breath and count to 10. Cummins said that the players and Langer reached a stalemate on what they wanted in a coach that not even World Cup and Ashes trophies could fix. And the skipper was adamant that a parting of the ways was necessary. Quote, "It's a difference of opinion. And if you can't resolve these differences in opinions, unfortunately, you need to change. That's happened. I'd say I don't think he should be surprised by it. It's been 2 years of evaluation." So there you go. I mean, he goes on. It's not a justification, it's simply stating the facts that there has been, as it were, conflict of interest in the change rooms. And the last couple of things that I'd just like to say concerning the Langer situation is that you can't, the days they kept him going for the T20 World Cup by basically forcing him to back off. And, you know, they put in the batting coach and the bowling coach and the lunchtime supervision and all those sorts of things, which I am sure was only to get through the period. It's all very well for people to say, well, if they didn't want him 2 years ago, they should get rid of him. I think it's called dollars and cents. When you're on $850,000 a year or whatever it was, they couldn't basically afford, particularly with the COVID situation, they couldn't afford to fire him. So they've waited for his contract to run out. It's simple as that. I think probably the whole situation, and it applies to any coach who... and cricket is a unique game where the coach doesn't do a lot in terms of on-field direction. And I think it's all summed up, the whole situation, by the former England player and coach David Lloyd when he said, quote, "A team should be able to look to its captain for leadership. Tension and confusion can prevail if a coach strays into the captain's domain."
There you go.
And I've said that with my final last comment. Can you imagine Sir Donald Bradman sitting there as captain and putting up with an earful from a coach trying to tell him what to do.
Yeah.
It just wouldn't happen.
Just quickly, Rick, I just saw the squad. I see Swepson and Agar have been added as spinners.
Yes.
Perhaps Lyons on the outer? Would you say that? Or?
No, I don't think so. Well,
he's not getting any younger.
He's not on the outer, but what I do think is you're right. He's getting older, and really, in a sense, they are about the only two cabs off the rank as far as spin bowling goes in Australia. And they've got to slowly bring them in because Lyon can't play forever.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if you're ever going to try and get someone into it, I would think that the subcontinent is the place to do it. Traditionally, the home of spin, although who knows what's going to happen in Pakistan because they haven't been in the test cricket scene through politics for a long time. They have got a very good cricket team. And I would think that they will they've got a couple of really good quick bowlers. I reckon they'll produce a few decent tracks. And I hope our blokes remember to take their helmets. No, I'd be warned, I reckon.
Look, quickly, Rick, time is running out on us, but Redbacks are 366, so we're 280 overnight.
Yes,
for five.
Yeah.
Made 366. Victoria about to go in. The Premier made 120.
Yep.
Now, I'm not too sure whether Drew made his 100, but I assume he did. He's only four off overnight. And then the other score is Queensland at 193, New South Wales at 2 for 33.
Right. I'd like to mention something about the Premier because over the last two or three years, although he's had some mental health issues and took a break and did all that, I keep hearing from the inner sanctum of some areas of cricket that he can play. Probably it's just as well he didn't go to Pakistan because I think there's going to be a few players, batters in the Australian side, found out. But it wouldn't surprise me, but he's made a lot of runs.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if sooner or later he gets a chance.
Just quickly in finishing on this is the women's cricket. The last two games, I noticed Darcy Brown didn't get a game, and I finally heard why she didn't. Rested.
Oh, yes, rest.
So she's 18 and she
18
needs a rest.
Okay. So wait. Oh. I mean, you can't bowl.
Not a bad life, is it?
Well, you can't bowl a dozen overs in a day and not need overs. Rest.
Four overs.
It is.
It's eight overs. Eight overs and she had to have a rest.
Don't get me started on resting and all that.
Oh, my God. Anyway, okay, let's quickly whiz through to the local cricket.
Yes.
This last week's games were Gronk 154, Tananda 5 for 74.
Yes. I tell you, you've spoken to Chris about what happened.
No.
Oh.
But I see Tierley made 61 for Grinnock and T. Gers, Trent, son of Chris, 5 for 25.
They're not a one-man band, but I tell you what, without Trent's contributions...
Yeah, no, he's a good cricketer, isn't he?
Well, he is the genuine all-rounder of the competition at this level.
Yep.
He's not the only one who's a decent player.
No, I'm about to mention another one here.
Who's that?
Lindock versus Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek, 2-1-3. And old mate, Rooster, Hankey, 84 out of the 2-1-3.
Unbelievable. Well,
you were there, Rick.
I was there. I was actually out in the middle umpiring the game.
No chances, was it?
Now, let me tell you something. I mean, the last, for actually lots of the season, the Rooster has kept Sandy Creek going, as it were. And he certainly did it again on Saturday. However, Lindock really let things slip. They dropped him when he was on about 20. Now, I'll tell you something. They dropped the Rooster at deep square leg when he was about 20-odd, right, as I've just said. Now, you remember Renshaw's incredibly difficult catch.
Got the lights in his eyes.
Renshaw's difficult catch in the T20.
He hardly touched it, did he?
Big Bash semi-final, which I think on the show I suggested my dead budgie could have caught. Well, I tell you what, the catch that Lindock dropped the Rooster on Saturday did make Renshaw's look difficult.
Really?
Honestly. I mean, I can't believe that. Forget about who it was. He was on the deep square leg boundary. And honestly, he had, I think he had too much time to think about it. It was in the air and he, but of course it's, I mean, the reality is, and of course a famous statement, the reality is that 213 or whatever it was is a whole day's play. Now, and if's a big word in sport, if Lindock simply bat the day, they'll get those runs. Yes,
exactly. Well, Longo, he took 4 for 58 for Lindock. Quickly, Manilow and Angus, no score, no game.
No game.
So I don't know what happened there, Rick.
A few weeks ago, I had that game, away game at Manilow, and they didn't have a
couldn't get the pitch
ready for the first week. So I don't know what happened. But it's very sad when you think that it's the second to last round.
Yeah. Light pass, 1 for 36 versus South, made 1-5-2. Andrews made 26 for South.
Shouldn't be, but who cares? They're not, neither of them are going to get the four.
And Schutz made, took 3 for 26 for light pass. Quickly, the last game. Oh, this, high scoring game here, Rick. Newry versus Gilbert Valley. Newry 8 for 45. Gilbert Valley 67.
What is going on?
Vader took 5 for 22 for Gilbert Valley, and Henry Slattery 4 for 12. Old Newry coach.
Four for 12
for Newry.
Well, he played an A grade game that I umpired, filling in 1 week, and he made a few runs too.
Must be pretty handy as a cricketer, right?
Well, it's the old story.
A bit like me, pretty multi talented. Well,
Phil, you've taken the words right out of my mouth, as Meatloaf would say. I mean, the reality is that, I mean, in general terms, if you're good at one sport, you can put your hand to another one. You know, it mightn't be that you're at the same standard in all sports, but if you're athletic, you're athletic. You take Darcy Brown as a girl, you know.
Yeah,
she can play football and do anything.
Yep.
Anyway, listen, I think it's time for the joke.
It is just about over.
Because we are about to run out of time. If I die, would you remarry? Asked his wife, Wendy. Oh, probably would, came the muffled reply. And would you let her be your golfing partner? Yes, sure I would. But surely you wouldn't give her my clubs, would you? No, she's left-handed.
Quickly before we go, Rick, I've watched a bit of it. Oh, sitting on the edge of my seat. The AFLW, you know, just a couple of scores, like St Kilda 2-8 to West Coast 2-10. Another great game was Carlton versus the Crows, 1-6 to 7-9.
Oh, they're exciting, aren't they?
And Brisbane 5-5 to Collingwood 1-5.
Yeah. I mean, no wonder the crowds are just flocking in.
No, they're not.
Now, listen, we do have to go. But
we do.
Do you still have your Port Adelaide membership?
Yeah, I've got it somewhere. I haven't got it. I haven't sent it out yet this year.
Well, I reckon it'd be reduced rates because surely Orazio Fantasia and Charlie Dixon, they don't play anymore, do they?
Just a little bit of a hiccup, injury hiccup, that's all. All got our injuries, Rick, haven't we?
Well, maybe they're going to I think Fantasia could specialise in wheelchair footy, couldn't he? I mean, he's got no knees. Now, you know that this new operation's the other knee.
Yeah, well, you've got two. You can hurt either.
Oh, you hurt both of them.
Yeah, you can hurt either either.
How's Charlie going? Has he got two ankles?
Yeah, he's two. Thank God that's it.
All right, team, until next week, this is Rick.
And this is Phil.